the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Ed O'Carr. Ed O'Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
I've got to look at Damien Cook. He started crying.
He's a sook.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a sook, my little mate. But, yeah. I couldn't look at him. He was the first one I've seen, and I had to put my head down and look elsewhere. But, most of the boys were pretty shocked. The ones knew it was coming. So, it was, majority of them knew that was taken back by it. But, end of the day, you know, like I keep saying, it was the right decision for myself. And so...
Yeah, that was Greg Inglis there talking at his press conference yesterday. It was a difficult decision for him. And TK, I can't believe you get upset at people that are in touch with their feelings. Now, we're all emotional men. We can show our feelings.
No, I'm terrible.
It's the way it is. And Damien Cook, who joins us on the line now, he was just showing his emotional connection to the great Greg Inglis yesterday when he had tears in his eyes. Good morning, Cookie. Can you believe TK, the things he's been saying about you this morning?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be on this show being bullied by TK.
Yes, you've been bullied.
Oh, wrong station. Hey, Cookie, it was a big day for the club, wasn't it?
It was a big day for the club yesterday. And, you know, to see Greg yesterday, he looks very relaxed and very happy. He's obviously come to the decision to retire yesterday. It's obviously a sad day for the players and the club as well, because, you know, we're losing in the game. We're losing one of the greatest players to ever put on the boots. But, you know, yesterday was a day also to reflect on everything that Greg's done in his career. And he's definitely going to be in those conversations of, you know, one of the immortals in the future.
Was it a complete shock to the playing group, Cookie, or did you have an inkling that it was on the cards?
You know, you start putting pieces together, you could see it happening. It wasn't a total shock, but you didn't want it to happen. That was my feelings, you know. I could see it might be a chance of happening. I thought maybe when he was going to announce something, it might have been more just, you know, retiring from Origin or something like that, just to, you know, and have a good break from footy and come back ready for us. But, you know, that's not to be. So, a little bit of both there.
What effect does it have on the club, mate? Obviously, you can't. I heard Wayne, and he was spot on. You can't replace Greg Inglis. You just do your best after that.
Yeah, that's right. Wayne said it perfectly yesterday. He said you can't replace him. So we're just going to try and do the best job we can. And at the moment, you know, Kyle Turner's doing a great job in the centres for us. You know, you would have thought that short term, but, you know, he's been playing really well. So, and Braden Burns is out at the moment. So we've still got some players to come back. We never knew when Greg was going to come back. If he did, you know, we wanted to make sure he'd come back 100%. So, things been put in place already.
Look, you weren't at your best on the weekend against the Warriors, but geez, Cody Walker, what a game he had! 4 tries.
He did, mate. You know, I've spoken to someone before. You know, when he's in those moods, you've got to make sure you give him the ball. And it's something he's been working on this. You know, last year one of his best traits was support and being around the ball and a bit of energy and turn those half opportunities into something. And he probably wasn't happy with how he was doing that in the first couple of rounds. So it was great to see him, you know, bring his game on the weekend.
How do you go about encouraging your halves or others, for that matter, Cookie, to play up flat with you? Because when you pick it up and you go, because you've got that express pace, sometimes you leave them behind if they're not ready to jump with you. How do you go about encouraging those guys or having ruck recognition for those guys to go with you and push with you?
Yeah, it's just something we've got to work on at training. And, I've got to, you know, build the confidence in them that I'm going to do that as well this year. You know, I probably wasn't quite doing it in the earlier rounds. But hopefully after the weekend, we can start getting a little bit flatter, especially, you know, on our short sides as well. There's a couple of tunes where we might have jumped down and we just weren't ready to go and we're probably waiting for the next play. So one thing Wayne and JD, Jason Demetrio, have brought in, they want us to play a bit more eyes up footy. So yep, we're a bit less structured in areas. So we want to make sure we take our opportunities because games are just too close at the moment.
Yeah, and that'll suit you and it'll certainly suit Cody.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's, Cody does. It's good for Cody to have those structures in place because he sort of sits back and just watches what's going on. And like on that last play, just before, you know, we went to go for a field goal, but I went to Cody on the left. He recognised that front row coming around to the short side, and you know, he just backed himself to taking one on one. So that's what it does. That structure puts that in place. It allows those opportunities to happen.
Yeah, but to both you guys, isn't that how you're supposed to play footy? Instead of thinking, you know. Let's just work three here.
Yeah, well,
work the fourth tackle.
No. Well, Damien just pointed out, like, they were setting up for a field goal that was 24 all, and Cody identified the fourth man in being a front rower. And usually it's a back rower standing there, and it's more difficult to get on the outside. But some teams would just set up for that field goal and go for
regardless,
it.
Regardless, like yeah, robotic.
But he saw an opportunity to take that big fella on.
But that's how you're supposed worked. To. You play
yeah, a lot of teams. Don't do it because they can't do it because they can't identify what's happening in front of them.
Well, Cookie, I reckon this year, and this is just an observation, I think the sides that are wanting to play more footy are having more success.
Yeah, we are starting to see some footy come back into the game, and that's what you got to do. But it's because we've been coached this structure into us for so long now, and that all the young kids coming through, we're losing a bit of that backyard footy skill sort of stuff, and. You know, defence is so structured as well, so that's why you've got to have those certain sets where you want to break teams down and then try and, you know, have those shape on the going back the other way to try and score on the open. So, but, you know, when it comes back to it, you know, especially with us, we've got a big forward pack, we can get them flying through the middle and just create a bit of rough momentum, and then we've got some skill out wide to take on the guys. And, you know, it becomes a one-on-one battle, and, you know, I've got most of my outside back to take to win that battle.
I know you've got a lot of big names in your forward pack. You've got your Burgess brothers, you've got Sutton, you've got yourself and Cam Murray, but Junior Totola, he's been very impressive this year, I think.
Yeah, Junior has. He's been very consistent for us as well. He's doing a great job for us, and, you know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if he holds that starting spot for the whole year. You know, he's done the job so far. He comes on, and he's another one that just, if I jump out around the ruck and we get a quick play of the ball, he's one of those guys that's always pushing into a hole as well. So, mate, his game's just growing and growing, going to the next level each game.
You heard anything about James Roberts maybe leaving Brisbane to come back home to Redfern? The prodigal son returns, mate, to fill in that void left by Greg Inglis?
I haven't heard anything. But, you know, there's always rumours. You wouldn't knock back Jimmy the Jet from coming down. So, add a bit more speed to the back line. It'd be nice. So, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, there's enough controversy going on between South and Brisbane, so I won't get into that.
Yeah. What have you made of your performances over the last couple of weeks, Cookie? Because even on the weekend, I thought you started slow against the Warriors, and then you got yourself back into it, and then you were 12 points behind. You weren't playing good, but you always, from an outsider watching it, you always look like, oh, you could win that game.
Yeah, that's been a funny thing at the moment. We're not sure exactly what's going on. We're not sure why we are starting slow. We're all waiting for, you know, someone like Sam to rush out of the line and put a shot on to change the momentum. You know, we really want to start with that aggression. But especially on the weekend, what we saw is a couple of seven tackle sets or an error or a penalty, and we just didn't defend that next set. You know, we've got to be able to defend two sets in a row. Mm-hmm. And the Warriors, I think they did it twice where they got down to our end in the first shot. You know, we're defending two sets in a row and they just got us straight away. So we've just got to show some more resilience on our line and definitely some more discipline with the ball.
Yeah, for me, that was the turning point in the game. And that was good leadership from Sam Burgess. He took it upon himself to make that tackle on Fusatua. And then it felt like the whole game swung and you guys found that energy and momentum and you were able to finish the stronger.
Yeah, it was. Fusatua was one of the big, you know, big three back there returning the ball. And that was one of our things, was to try and shut them down and stop their momentum that they create for the team. So, you know, they had a seven-tackle set. And for Sam to do that, just, it really did change the energy of the team. And that's what I was mentioning before. We can't be waiting for Sam to do that. We've got to try and start the game like that.
Can you still win the premiership without Greg Inglis?
Yeah, definitely. I believe we can. We've got... you know, we've been playing some great footy, and I know, you know, Greg's only just he's played two of the games. But other than that, we feel like we've been getting the job done. So whoever gets in there, you know, at the moment, Kyle Turner on the weekend, you know, they probably saw front row or edge back row in the centres and wanted to target him. But, you know, it's a waste of time, really. Defensively, he's really good. and he's going to get the job done for us. So whoever steps in and takes that role, they've got Greg in their back corner helping them get through that. But I believe we can.
More importantly, mate, how'd your tip go on the weekend?
You asked me this the other night. So. No, it didn't go too well.
Back to being like one of us, eh? Mug punter.
But the positive out of it is I'm getting some people send me some tips now.
Don't worry.
And a couple of them got up on the weekend, so thanks to those guys sending out the tips.
Oh, geez, it's a tough game. I know rugby league's tough, but trying to back a win is tough too, Damien.
Yeah, no, I was a victim of my own success, I think, after the first one. People start to think I can actually read the form guide.
Well, Cookie, I'll tell you what, it's too early to ask you for a tip because you need to do your form, but what we'll be doing, we'll be making sure we call you to get your tip off you for the weekend.
Yep, no worries. Yeah.
All right, mate. Good luck against the Bulldogs.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy.